This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How about parents? Have they been mentioned in the Quran? About 10 times, even more. All of them in the context of treat them well, kindness, and excellence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah said this, and this is the first time they are mentioned. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah here speaking the first time in the Quran about this concept is actually talking about Bani Israel. We made this covenant with the children of Israel. Worship none but Allah, but God. And now with it, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and show kindness to parents and to their relatives, close relatives, and then to the orphans, and then to the poor. And he went on to many other. But the thing that we all have to pay attention to, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, he put it together exactly. Worship me only, and this is all about Islam, is tawheed, the active affirmation of the oneness of Allah, and with it, wa, one equal, bi walidaini ihsana. This is actually in Al-Baqarah, and the verse is 83. Now, if we move a little bit forward, then we're going to see in Surah Al-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now came as an order. وَعَبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. This is chapter the woman. Worship Allah, this is to us now. And don't associate anything with him. وَبِيْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Same thing. And treat your parents with kindness, with excellence. And the same concept. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُوبِ. More details here, but still the same idea. Is the relatives here, emphasis on the neighbor and different kinds of neighbors. In chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, the woman, Allah says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Now it's an order. Worship Allah and don't associate anything with him together. And the same concept with the others. Now come to Surah Al-An'am, the cattle. قُلْ تَعَالَوْ, come on in, let me tell you. أَكْلُوا مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. I'm going to tell you what Allah made it forbidden for you. And لا تشركوا به شيئا. Same thing. Do not associate anything with Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And treat your parents with kindness and with excellence. And then goes more. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهْرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Don't come close to any indecency, whether external or internal. But this was the second commandment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. Treat your parents with kindness. Be kind to your parents. Now, if you go further, we will come to Surah Al-Isra, Bani Israel. And this one actually had way more detail. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ. It's an order. It's already done. أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِلَّا. Same concept. Don't worship anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Same thing. And treat your parents with excellence, with kindness, utmost kindness and utmost excellence. And then details. Now come to the toughest one. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. When one of them gets to the old age, or both of them, because that's the challenge. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ. Don't you even say to them, أُف. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not say anything that is inappropriate to them. Rather, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak with them with gentleness. Speak with them with honor. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. This is so beautiful. Lower the wings of humility to them and make dua for them. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And make dua and says, Ya Allah, have mercy on them in dunya and in akhirah, just the same way they have raised me up. Now, what is uff? The word uff in these days, when we roll our eyes against our parents, when we just slam a door because we don't like what they said, where they wanted something from us, and this something may be a little bit hard or difficult or not in the right time, and we just shrunk our shoulder, and then we just move or leave, let alone say, why me? SubhanAllah. And he says, this is uff. Now, let alone all the other things. And Allah remind us how this can be easy. And like they raised me up when I was very young, when the mother woke up at 2 or 3 a.m., because I was crying, or the father worked so hard to help me to reach where I am. Let's not forget this. Even prophets, Sayyidina Yahya said, وَلَوْ أَكُ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا, and I am not going to be ungrateful to them, or I'm not going to be not obedient to them. And Sayyidina Isa to his mother, the same thing. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. Even Sayyidina Isa, immediately as he was just born, and he said, peace be on me the day I was born, the day I will die, and the day I will be resurrected. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي, and I will treat my mom with utmost kindness. I will treat my mom with the best I can. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Quman comes and teach us, even if they were not Muslims. So وَإِنْ جَعَدَكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطَعْهُمَا. Just don't obey them. If they have enjoined or they pushed you, right, to do things that is displeasing to Allah, here, the only time that you're not going to obey them, but you're still going to treat them well. فَلَا تُطَعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. صَاحِبْهُمَا, be behind them, be with them, treat them well, and treat them with kindness. But you're not going to follow, you're not going to obey them, because what they are asking you to do is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوَصَّيْنَا, we have enjoined on a human being the treatment of his parents. And this is in Luqman. حَمَلَتُهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. Your mother carried you with weakness upon weakness and delivered you, or pregnancy for 9 months and then breastfeeding all together 30 months. However, treat them well. And again, if they were not Muslims, or they were forcing you to do something that is not pleasing to Allah, that's the only time you're not going to be obeying them. So for us, what we will really, really need to learn here is treating parents well, one of the most important things in Islam, after the obligations of Islam, after the five pillars, after the Iman. Parents, excellent treatment of parents is associated with worshipping Allah alone. And even if it gets more hard, even if it gets very hard, we still have to stay focused on the Jannah and where we want to be and what pleases Allah. And also remember how they went through so much difficulties when we were young and they took care of us. One last thing we have to think, why did Allah enjoin so much emphasis about children treating their parents well, but there isn't any about parents treating their children, which is extremely interesting, because parents treating children well is a natural instinct. Usually parents take very good care of their children. It's natural. You don't have to remind them. You don't have even to have tell them a verse from the Quran. It's very normal. They even go way above and beyond to take care of their children. But when the children grow up and their parents grow up, that's where the challenge. Dunya, challenges, distractions, and then parents became less and less and less. And also we don't need them much when we go older and they grow older. They need us more than we need them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to learn this, and most importantly, to practice it. In this day and age, things has changed completely, but we shouldn't change as Muslims, because our deen doesn't change. Parents equal, treating parents well, equal to worshipping Allah and worshipping no one else. So if you ask any Muslim, do you worship Allah only? The answer is yes. The answer should be the same when any one of us ask themselves, do you treat your parents well? The answer should be absolutely well. And may Allah bless all the parents, Ya Rabbi Ameen.